Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Now, back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
So, Tom, that's the whole reason I haven't watched any SportsCenter all week long, by the way. If I see Jamel and whatever her buddy there dancing one more time,
Michael Smith.
I will shoot myself in the head.
I don't even know what to think about that.
It's just the most annoying promo I've seen in years.
I think they dance like white people.
I don't even care about that.
I just thought that SportsCenter was over the whole, you know, catchy sports broadcaster host.
I don't really dislike either one of those separately. I think they're both fine broadcasters, especially her. But together, that whole promo is just what is that? What are they going for there?
Yeah,
they're not going for me.
No,
they're going for sports guys who like to watch their. It would be like.
By the way, I don't even know that song, so I realize that's not my that's not my genre.
But
I get it.
How many times have you
said they do that commercial? Like we all know that song. I don't know that song.
I think I'd watch Skip Bayless and Shannon Sharpe
dance first
if they danced more for me.
Yeah, I just don't get
dance,
it.
Dance, boy.
And it runs all the time. Doesn't that bug the hell out of you?
Yeah.
Yeah, it starts on Monday, so hopefully we won't have to see it after then.
Oh, no, that's a promo. I bet you still run. So just change the promo tonight, you know?
Oh, yeah, no, that runs pretty frequently.
And it's annoying.
What I didn't ever get from the promo, and I ran across the headline.
What is it?
It's the new Sports Center.
Yeah, see, I didn't know.
The new 6 o'clock Sports Center.
Because their show, the his and her show, was just horrible.
Awful.
It was awful. It was awful. And I like her on Sports Reporters, but those two together, Craig had a good point. They're buddies who think that they're just because they're buddies, they got good chemistry. No, I thought they
had. It's contrived a little bit.
Yeah. Todd and I have talked about it before. Is it? You know, one of my best friends is a truck driver. We don't do a radio show together because we grew up together. He's my boy, but you don't do a radio show with your boy, Speedy. And Todd, we met because of radio. We're friends now. We met Craig because of radio. We're friends now. You don't just call your buddy up. Let's do this.
Hey, man,
I'm not qualified.
If we just dance.
You're right. That commercial doesn't even say what it is.
No, it doesn't.
They're going to just host SportsCenter then, right?
I thought maybe it was like a Super Bowl special that they were going to do, like a spin-off thing, one-off.
I wouldn't have known
that
either. I thought they had just canceled Hers and Hers because it sucked.
No,
and I thought,
they
moved it up.
Yeah.
If I hadn't read something on some media blog site, I wouldn't have known.
Yeah.
No, if you just watch the promo itself, it really doesn't get the message across.
No, the promo is just disgusting.
No, I'm sure they made a couple bucks with their promotion or whatever you want to call it, but keep in mind all the salaries that ESPN has slashed, so they're probably getting them on the cheap.
Listen, they are. A lot of their main talent left because of money, because people stopped paying cable companies for ESPN. That's the whole broadcast
Disney's trying to stay ahead of the curve.
So I think you're right. I think they're running out of talent, and they think that's going to bring it back. Yeah. I don't think so.
And Fox Sports isn't beating them.
No, they're not, but they paid a bunch for that talent.
They are chipping away a little bit.
Yeah,
if this doesn't work, Tony Reale gets the 6 o'clock sports
again.
Oh my God.
That's where we're at.
Oh my God!
Hey, barbacks can be bartenders too.
I get that, but no, they shouldn't be though.
Start with a birthday. It's the Super Bowl weekend. This guy knows a lot about Super Bowls. What did he? What friend Tarkenton start 3 of the 4 that the Vikings lost? Todd?
Yes, he did.
His birthday is today. The Vegas over-under on his age is 75 and a half.
I love that Petey just said, he didn't say that the Vikings were in. He goes, the Vikings lost.
Yeah. I'm going over.
How old was that again?
75 and a half is the Vegas over-under.
I'm with Todd. He's older now.
Yeah, he is. He's 77 years old today, and he's still kind of a dick.
Yep.
Always has been.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. And this day in 2002, the Patriots legend was born. They upset the Rams. Remember, this was the Super Bowl where they came out as a team instead of doing individual introductions.
And this was also, wasn't the Tuck rule the week before? 2 weeks before?
Yes. Yeah, against the Raiders. Yeah,
and the Raiders should, Patriots shouldn't even have been there.
You're correct.
Yep. Last second field goal by Adam Vinatieri. Yeah. And this New York Times story that lists, I mean, listen to the entertainment beforehand. Paul McCartney, Patti LaBelle, Mark Anthony, Mary J. Blige, Barry Manilow.
All the shit.
That was the pregame concert.
All the pregame, got it. Okay.
And then the national anthem was Mariah Carey.
All right.
That seems like a long time ago when you list those names.
Yeah, is that the last time the Patriots were the underdog in a Super Bowl?
Great question.
I bet you it was.
Probably.
I bet you they've been a favorite every time out.
I don't think they were a dog against those two giant losses.
They were a dog
against Seattle.
Against Seattle, but there were some lines that had him as a pick 'em, but it was a plus one situation.
Seattle, maybe. Yeah,
I recall watching that Super Bowl at Tyler's house.
Which one?
The 02 Super Bowl.
Okay.
I also recall that you didn't want me to bring because we were toting around a box of our buddy's ashes at the time.
I didn't care. Yeah. I think we just people freaked out.
Want people freaked out.
Yeah.
So I left the
ashes. Oh, that's right. The true story. Yeah.
Yeah. I left the ashes in my bedroom and I turned on the little TV we had on the bedroom for him.
So he could see it.
Yeah, so he could watch the Super Bowl. I think Aerosmith or was it Britney Spears was the halftime entertainment?
Both. That was one of those years where they had Aerosmith and Britney and NSYNC or something. Right. Or, yeah, there was a whole bunch.
Three things I masturbate with.
Well, one thing. If you're masturbating to NSYNC.
Mostly Britney. Yeah. He finishes with Britney.
I was going to say Steven Tyler.
Of course.
Now, on the Patriot underdog tip, the last five underdogs in the Super Bowl have won outright. The Broncos were a 5-point underdog. The Patriots were a 1-point underdog. The Seahawks were a 2.5-point underdog. The Ravens were a 4.5-point underdog. And the Giants were a 2.5-point underdog.
Come on, Falcons. Keep that streak going.
Let's go for six.
And the public money is on the Patriots, but the sharps in Vegas reportedly are all on Atlanta.
To win it or to cover?
To cover, and then, I mean,
hopefully
the money line win, too. Yeah.
Okay, good.
And that spread has not moved like a tenth of a point. In the 2 weeks since it came out, it's still just held strong at -3 and the over-under at 59 or so.
Atlanta looked good. They have to continue. The game can't get up too big for them, you know? They're new.
Yeah.
They're new.
Yeah, and that's a fair, valid point when you're up against somebody like Belichick. Mm-hmm. And the Patriots have a rare opportunity. Though it's kind of a stat nerd kind of thing, but they are 15-3 against the spread so far. Only one team in NFL history has won 16 times against the spread, and the Patriots could do that now. Just kind of a weird thing. And I don't really know who. I mean, it's tough for me to pick against Belichick and Brady if they're not undefeated going into this game or something.
Yeah, you're right. Weird thing happened.
Yeah.
No, I think the Falcons will play them tough, and Brady will win at the end.
Just like four quarters of football.
So would
I.
I'm
with you.
Yeah.
Just something that will keep me interested till the end.
Yep.
Some of the prop bets we haven't talked about really because some of them, they're just so – there's too much math involved with them, especially when you get into some of the unique prop bets, you know, where it's like
– call your bookie at the end of the bar. He'd freak out on those.
Tiger Woods, second round score. Aww. Oh, wait, he doesn't have that. More on that
That's
later.
Right, yeah.
But the MVP, the favorite to be the MVP is actually Matt Ryan.
Okay, because Brady
if they win, it would probably be Matt Ryan.
Got it.
Brady and Julio Jones are the other two that be at the top there. Heads or tails, it's dead even. Surprise, surprise. Sometimes, like, heads is like a little bit
that
of a favorite.
That makes no sense.
That makes no sense, man. Yeah. It's all about money. Yeah. You can also
are there different odds every year on the coin toss? Isn't it always 50-50?
It's -102, -102 this year. I remember seeing it in different little
What are the odds it falls into Bush's pants in the wheelchair? Because that's why he's the one flipping it, right?
He's going to try and flip it. We'll see if he can levitate it like Cleet did.
I said that yesterday. He's the only guy.
Hopefully he's been working out.
A 96-year-old man's going to flip it better than Cleet did.
Those things are heavy, man. You got to think he's got to work.
He's got old thumbs.
Are there odds that the coin will not flip?
Not that I have seen.
Just hit him in the face.
Like Hot Ref did.
Hot Ref did not do that during the Super Bowl, though. Another game.
That was a regular season playoff game.
No, he didn't.
He didn't get to flip it at the Super Bowl, remember?
That's right.
They handed it off to Montana.
That's what's going to happen tomorrow.
Yeah.
Or
the ref didn't do it.
Bush is walking out. Supposedly he's flipping it.
Okay.
No, he'll flip the coin.
Yeah, and he told us Montana wanted to keep the coin, and Cleet said, no, you can't. That was him. He told us that story.
Yeah, and then Cleet slipped it in his pocket.
No, Cleet doesn't have that.
Some of the other prop bets you can find is Lady Gaga, who's the halftime entertainment. Will she cover a Prince song or a David Bowie song since they both passed this year?
You can know that. You know that.
Somebody,
I don't get
somebody
that.
Knows that. Yeah. I know. I'd never understand those.
She's
either.
Having a huge rehearsal. I saw it.
Is this a real one? I heard the other day. Will something on the set, the pyrotechnics, will something catch on fire while Lady Gaga is performing?
Did not see that one.
It was like 125-1. Oh. That something will start on fire while she's performing.
Actually makes it sound pretty likely to happen.
Yeah. Again, that's something that could be arranged.
Somebody could know that. Here's another one. Trump tweets during the game. The over-under is set at 5.
Of course you're going to tweet during the game.
Of course he is.
Yeah, but he does most of his tweeting early in the morning.
Yeah, as soon as he wakes up.
Commercials, Peyton Manning is in. The over-under is 1.5.
We know that.
Over.
You could figure that one out.
I know.
That's some of those that interest me. Some other ones I noticed. Will Tom Brady be a sniveling, smug, pompous asshat after the game?
Yes.
Yes is -2,000.
Yeah.
Will Bob Kraft be drunk and put his finger in Roger Goodell's face after the game? Yeah. Yes is the favorite.
Boy, that's uninteresting to anybody unless you're a Patriot douchebag.
Will Joe Buck act like he is the most important person on the podium in postgame?
I forgot we had Buck on this game.
Yes, and that one has actually been taken off. There's no line on that because it's just so likely to happen.
It's certain. Yeah, it's almost a certainty.
I'm trying to remember. In years past, sometimes I think Fox has not had the guy from the booth come down and do the field thing. Because didn't
it's
Terry
been Bradshaw?
Yeah,
before,
Terry Bradshaw has done it in
it's
the past.
It's tough to get down there that quick.
That's because he had to apologize to John Elway.
That's right.
That's why Bradshaw did that one year. Yeah. Lady Gaga, we just found out. Thanks to her press conference yesterday to talk about her halftime performance, that she is she comes from a Pittsburgh Steelers family.
I did not know that.
Yes,
I did not know that.
Yeah, at least half of her family is Steeler fan. Her grandmother's excited to meet Terry Bradshaw.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was a story. Bradshaw asked Lady Gaga, "What's your grandmother look like?"
Hey.
Yeah, I thought he was just saying that as a joke, thinking he's too old for her. But he actually the grandmother. I get it. That makes sense. Now
you have that.
Let me hear it. Because Bradshaw said a lot of stupid stuff recently about my team. So,
you know, I got to tell you, this is a big, big win for me with my grandma right now because half of my family are massive Steelers fans, and she is wigging out on the couch right now watching this.
Is she single, lady? Or
you know,
I actually have my wife here. That's just a funny line.
She is single.
He forgot.
She's a widow, and my grandpa. Aww. She loved him so much. I don't know if she ever would date another man. But would you wish her happy birthday?
I will. Happy birthday,
Ronnie Bissett.
Ronnie what?
Bissett. Yeah.
Happy birthday, Ronnie Bissett.
I love the fact that he recognized his wife was there. That just sounds like something we do in public. I've done that a thousand times in public. We're doing some event, and I say something from the stage. Hey, look at that. Cans on this girl. We're hosting something. Oh, my wife's out there. I love you, honey.
I love you, honey.
Hi, honey.
I've said it a thousand times.
Give me another
times.
Beer.
It's just a bit.
Give me another beer. I can't leave the stage now. I'm hosting a boob contest. Get me another beer, honey. I love
that'd
you.
Go over well. I don't think she'd have a problem with that.
Yeah, I think she did, but she still got the beer for me.
And isn't that really what matters?
Or I probably asked you to get me a beer push. You know how that works.
No, I was probably on
stage
shuttling
with me.
Right. In and out.
Right.
Now, the NFL, obviously the growth of the Super Bowl has been tremendous. You know, it's a billion-dollar industry. But the spokesperson for the NFL tweeted out the coin toss before Super Bowl I. Which,
oh, my God.
You can see there are two Chiefs, two Packers, and the ref.
Isn't that amazing? Now,
right?
I love that photo. What's the photo like last year?
Yeah, here's last year's.
Is there 60 guys out there?
There's a total of 52 people in the coin toss.
Yeah, I remember seeing that photo last year.
There's
nothing
wrong with it. I mean, it just shows you the growth of the media
amazing.
And culture in the United States of America.
Do you have those photos, Push?
I don't know.
I can send you a link to it here.
They're great.
Yeah. Put those up on social media.
You're right. It was just the ref and two captains from each team. That was it, right? In that first photo?
But still one of the most viewed television programs in American history.
Yeah.
Now, there's some more excerpts of this Trump interview with the New York Times that have come out now.
About Goodell?
This is about Belichick, actually.
Oh, okay.
He mentioned he went to a... This was after he talked about the Deflategate stuff and how he was consulting Tom Brady about it, his homeboy. And then he mentioned how close him and Bill Belichick are. And this is Trump talking. He said, so he goes to the Patriots game last year. I'm on the sidelines with Kraft. He's got Les Moonves right here. He's got a lot of different people. And Belichick comes over in his Patriots sweatshirt and the hoodie and the whole thing. He hugs me. He kisses me. And he said, I love you. You're the greatest.
Yeah. So he made that about him right there, that story.
Of course.
Yeah.
It's really not like him.
Another reason I hate the Patriots.
There isn't a person on this planet that doesn't love Donald Trump.
That's what we hear every day in a meeting.
Right. Tremendously.
Doesn't want to hug him.
We hear in a meeting every day.
I want to hug him. I want to kiss him.
Get over it. He's the best.
He's the greatest.
Who you got before we move on from Super
Bowl? I said it. I said I think the Falcons will play him tough, and I think they'll wig out at the end, and the Patriots will come back, and we'll have to watch that douchebag Brady go down the field a couple times, and they win by 10 points. I hope I'm wrong. I hope it's a four inning game. Yeah. Actually, yeah. I wish they were actually.
Yeah, and a rain delay.
I say the Patriots,
but I hope I'm completely wrong. And I, by the way, when I hear people say stuff about picking on radio or TV, I yell at them because their pick means as much as mine. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm just curious. I'm just asking. You,
I know,
you
know? You're just asking.
It's a conversation with other people.
Do you know anybody? Do you know anybody that's not a Falcon fan that hasn't drank the Kool-Aid, and they're a good team, that thinks that they're going to win?
Everybody says the same thing.
Thanks,
you know?
Everybody says, so I hope we're all wrong.
Yeah. I hope. Yeah. I hope the Falcons win.
I'm pretty sure the Patriots have a flunky following Shanahan around in case he misplaces his backpack again.
And it's very easy to sit here. Like, you'll see it today on the news somewhere. Some guy's going to say, I'm picking the Falcons.
Yeah, just
and then,
because.
And if it doesn't happen, everybody's going,
just forget about it.
But if you win, then you think you're smart.
I told you.
Right.
And right now, that guy is taking pictures of the game plan.
He's
going to hand him over to Belichick, and he's got a day to work on it.
That's all I need.
We're
on to the Pro Bowl again.
I had the Pro Bowl last week.
Yeah, that's all right. Well, I'm going to have my own Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
I'm called Nick Saban. We're going to have a lot of fun. It'll be a lot of fun.
That's a pretty good Belichick, man.
It is.
It really is. You're working on that one.
Except for Belichick on the
airplane.
You don't
have to work too hard.
Belichick on the airplane.
Remember Belichick on the airplane? He won't shut up.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, he's chatty. This story, Odell Beckham Jr. gets a lot of attention, period. Mm-hmm. That'd be the end of the sentence. He gets a lot of attention.
He'd like more.
And he would like more.
He gets a lot.
And this cracks me up because at the Pro Bowl, the vice president of football operations, Troy Vincent, decided to send a letter to the Giants, to Roger Goodell, to Beckham's agent after the Pro Bowl activities made him realize that Odell Beckham Jr. had really behaved himself well. Like, they were so proud of how engaging and professional Odell Beckham Jr. was during the entire week of the Pro Bowl, which to me amounts to like the Nothing. Kid whose room is like ridiculously dirty,
That's my
like
son's.
Way out of control, and he finally cleans it. Like, he doesn't get a thanks.
No.
He doesn't get a high five.
He should have done that to begin with.
Should have been that way from the get, right?
That's exactly right.
Writing a letter to say, good job, you behaved like an adult.
Right.
Yeah. Stupid.
Is that Troy Vincent?
Former
ball player?
Correct. Yes. Okay. Yes. Yep, sure is.
Played for the Redskins and
Eagles and Broncos, I believe, right?
Yeah, I think he went to Ohio State.
Or no, I was thinking Dawkins. No,
where he went
not
to college
Broncos.
Crap. Don't do that.
Was he an Eagle?
No, Wisconsin.
Oh, okay.
He went to Wisconsin.
Right.
Oh, that's better.
That makes that story more interesting.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you're going to do where to go to college,
you got to get it right.
You got to get it right.
Yeah, good point. Or a point.
This is funny, at least to me and maybe some other Bronco fans. Brock Osweiler, who had a...
You hate him.
Well, I don't hate him. I just thought it was funny the way he left. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
He could have stuck with the team. And I don't
had
think
a better offense around him. His defense in Houston was good, but your defense is good. Right.
Right. I don't think he would have been any better or worse this year, nor do I think the Broncos would have been any better or worse.
I don't
think
Elway wanted him.
Elway didn't, but they offered him fair money, more than market value, and he decided to go somewhere else, so good for him. But now the Texans owner, Bob McNair, has said, quote, we need better performance out of the position of quarterback. We'll probably look at a young quarterback as we go into the draft. So already that
they let Romo out to go there. Because Romo, it's either I saw a whole breakdown of the two teams, why he's eliminating teams, and if he's allowed to leave Dallas, if they agree to let him leave Dallas, it's either the Broncos or the Texans.
Okay.
Yeah. Everybody else is out.
It's cost prohibitive take on his contract as it
is. In Texas,
right
it
now.
Is, right? Yeah.
Yeah. From Romo's standpoint.
Right. Yeah, he said he might take, he could play for $9 million and take a little cut.
Because he had three years left on his deal. I mean, it's over 17, and then it's over 19, and it's over $20 million.
That's what they were saying. He'd have to take a pay cut if he wants to play.
Yes. Anywhere.
And he wants to play.
Sure. It's 37.
Right. And that Dak is a beast. He ain't going out.
No, they can't. I mean, nothing happened to him. It's been a while since I brought up this file, but the NCAA is not a business file.
Not at all.
Nope. The SEC has reported that It collected and subsequently divided over $500 million of revenue during the last fiscal year. Man. Half a billion.
To what?
$584.2 million. So each school got over $40 million. The league itself got about $18 million. NCAA is not a business.
Not a
the
business.
SEC is just pulling in half a bill
That's
in
right.
revenue.
That's right.
And this story's been in the stack since Monday, but the NBA, in a way of trying to get a little bit of revenue into its thing, of letting teams put logos on their uniforms, like soccer or
in the NBA?
Golf or
the NBA's gonna
NASCAR. The Celtics are soon going to have a GE logo on
That's
their
allowed?
Jersey. They're going to be the first. Yeah,
really?
The NBA talked about this for a while, and now the Celtics, surprisingly the Celtics,
you wouldn't think it'd be like
are going to be the first team.
One of the old school teams that have fans and everything. Wouldn't you think it'd be like somebody that needs the money?
Yeah, like the Pelicans or the Thunder exactly. or something. Yeah.
It's not nearly as overpowering as soccer, though.
Well, soccer's ridiculous.
No, a lot. I grew up, when you saw European soccer highlights, I thought the team name was Sharp.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, we have some
old STP.
NFL Europe jerseys. When When Blakeman was working.
Is there a logo on those? I have one.
Yes.
I have the Scottish Claymore jersey, I believe, that Cleet got me years ago. Yeah.
I have a Frankfurt Galaxy jersey, and I forget there's a logo in the upper left-hand corner.
Okay,
I think it's for a car manufacturer.
Break mine out again.
Yeah, I think baseball's next.
I saw the first half hour of the XFL 30-30. It's pretty good.
I saw that was hour. On. I forgot to DVR. Yeah. I'm sure
Todd saw the last half hour. I saw the first half hour. So eventually we'll see it together.
Compliment each other again. How about that?
It's good. The first half hour was good. Yeah.
So I was trying to think of good sponsors for some of the other teams in the NBA. The only one I could come up with was Golden State should just put ESPN on their jersey.
Oh, that's right. Oh,
yeah. Jesus.
Yeah, the Cavs maybe, too.
Yep.
Yeah, ESPN and a big tongue. They
in the morning.
They slurp them all the time.
That's ridiculous.
Haven't mentioned the biggest party in golf. Actually, the only party in golf.
Yeah, let's go with that.
On
at the only real guy party in
Waste
golf.
Waste Management, Phoenix. Jordan Spieth, the favorite. I don't know who's leading it right now, but... Tiger Woods is not there, and he's also not in Dubai anymore.
Yeah.
Because there's no way to look that up.
Tiger pulled up late. First round doesn't matter. First round doesn't matter.
Take the time.
First round doesn't matter.
I can find it for you.
I know John Rahm, the Arizona State guy who won last week on the tour for the first time.
Oh, the PGA doesn't even know.
They don't know either. They don't care either.
They don't even keep track.
And ain't nobody got time
until the fourth round.
John Rahm was wearing a Pat Tillman jersey, basically, with his nickname on the back of it, which, of course, in Phoenix gets good applause.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Looks like you got a Matt Kuchar in the
That's right.
Future commissioner. That yesterday.
Minus seven.
Future commissioner. Now, Tiger's overnight withdrawn from the Dubai Desert Classic where he was at. He's scheduled to play 2 weeks from now. He shot a 77 with five bogeys, no birdies, couldn't putt worth a darn. Let this thing, so the drama queen is out. And maybe it is because, for the first time in 10 years, he flew commercial to Dubai.
You kidding me?
Nope, he flew commercial to Dubai.
Well, first class. Still commercial.
Yeah, commercial. And he said
he had to be sitting beside a buddy then.
He said it was the convenience of having a nonstop option from L.A. But listen to this. Nobody knows if any strings were pulled, but Woods arrived 30 minutes before the plane actually took off. And that flight was late taking off.
Oh, so they waited for him.
Well... Yeah. And well, the celebrities are allowed to go through other places, too. I've saw that, even commercial flights. Most celebrities are allowed to go through a whole section in LAX.
Right.
That's separate.
It's just low-key.
Yeah.
Get them away from TMZ.
Right. Well, it just causes too much traffic.
Yeah.
You know?
Is that one of those really nice new planes with, the pods, you know, in first class?
The whole way from L.A. to Dubai? Yeah.
They lay down, and they got all the posh stuff.
Oh, yeah. Like
yeah, he's not. His knees aren't getting pushed by the guy in front of him.
Right. The Air Emirates?
Yeah.
Something like that?
There's a couple airlines now that are offering that. I mean, it's ridiculously expensive. But not for Tiger.
He might have gotten slowed down, though, because he is brown.
That's true.
So they probably spent a little extra time in TSA.
Yeah, I hear that all the time. You're Tiger Woods. Yeah, right.
But he's the good brown, though,
I'm flying to Dubai.
Let me out.
Okay, that's different.
He's the good brown.
But can he come back?
Go ahead.
Good point.
That's Saudi Arabia, isn't it? That's not one of the countries that's on the list because somebody has some business interests in Saudi Arabia.
Todd, interestingly enough, they couldn't possibly
send any terrorists over, even though that's where the bin Ladens was from.
You're crazy. And, that's crazy talk, Todd.
I think they still live there.
Alternative facts. You're fake news in it all damn day.
I believe
that
Saudi Arabia sponsored Al-Qaeda and took down... The World Trade Center.
I insist you stop
reading. Only 15 of the 19 terrorists
right.
from there.
That's just my different set of facts that I
insist
get.
You stop reading.
I come from a different world.
Yeah.
This is a fact. Golf is friggin' hard, and if you need a reminder of that, Puss is putting up a video of Darren Clark,
who
has won the British Open before.
Yes.
The guy has won a major golf tournament, has played in Ryder Cups, and he's trying to pull off a flop shot at the Dubai tournament Tiger withdrew from. And you go watch it, and it looks like any of us on a Thursday afternoon.
Up in the air and down?
No, just straight right.
Right.
Yeah. Straight right. Like almost hits his playing partners. I mean, it was just a reminder of how friggin' hard golf is, man.
Yeah. You like to see him look human every once in
Absolutely,
a while.
Absolutely.
This will do it.
When they skull went into the water or something. Yeah. I love that. I saw a guy last week skull went into the water.
This is brutal.
And the announcer's reacting like, oh, my God, like he just shot somebody. Are you kidding me?
I was waiting on him to pull another ball out of his pocket. Like, hold on, I'm going to hit one more. Hold up, guys. Wait, one more.
From the story I was reading, the one of the announcers actually said he's walking over to his ball like he's thinking, God, I hope that wasn't on TV.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah. Thank you, Petey.
Thank you.
All right.
Enjoy the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Go Broncos.
We need a break. Yeah. Come on back. Yeah, go Steelers.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.